Welcome to the Fall 2015 Eyewitness Account Podcast from St. James's Episcopal Church, conversations with parishioners about doers of the Word. Today we talk with Mignon Tucker about her journey through Catholicism to St. James's.
I was born and raised an Episcopalian. I was a cradle Episcopalian. My grandmother, literally with my father as a baby, dug the first spade in Dayton, Ohio, of St. Paul's Church. It was a mission church in the suburbias of Dayton, Ohio. And at age 13, I was supposed to be confirmed. And I told my mother and my father at the dinner table that I didn't wish to be confirmed because I thought it was just an excuse to have a party and wear a dress. And it didn't mean anything to me. My school was right next door to St. Albert's Church. And so, you know, I was kind of steeped in Catholic culture. 5 years ago, I was going through a very difficult time with my marriage. And I decided to take some time in Cambridge, and we separated. And I was very, very upset one afternoon. And I'm talking to a friend of mine, and she said, I know you haven't been going to church. She said, why don't you just go sit in any church, any old church? So I was living on Mass Avenue, and I look across, and there's a Catholic church. So I went in there. I'm an early riser. I went into Mass. And slowly, every morning, I just would wake up in time, miraculously, to go to Mass at 7 a.m. I realized I really thirsted again, like I did in my youth, to know more about Catholicism and be a part of that community and that faith life. There's a very spirit-led trajectory, but I wasn't aware of it. But in retrospect, I really see God's hand in this. And through that time, Father Jim, it was very stringent to become a Catholic under his tutelage. It's about a year and a half. And so if you were committed to the year and a half process, you really were interested in becoming a Catholic. And during that time, I became very a close practitioner of the rosary and a great admirer of the orders, especially the Dominicans and the Jesuits. I just admired the ability to give your all to God and just say, here I am, God, how are you going to use me at each day, at each minute of the moment? Come back here, I cannot find a church, a Catholic church. And I'm going, what is going on here? But a lot of my friends from Westwood, I had put my membership on hold at Westwood, said, I go to St. James. So I came to St. James, and it was just so comfortable. So I started attending here and there, guiltily. I think I started going to the Catholic church at the 9 a.m., and I'd come here to the 11 a.m., because I thought, you know, I should at least, you know, be committed to what I had gone through this huge spiritual upheaval for and change, which was huge in my life. And so finally I thought, you know, what am I doing? In May, I get a phone call from my sister, and my mother has been diagnosed with anaplastic thyroid cancer, and she has 30 days to live. My other sister comes down, and she had not been well for a couple months, and also with special needs. She was bipolar. So she gets up in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden, she falls. She's like, I can't get up. And I called the paramedics, and right before they came, I'm looking at her, and I felt, I don't know how to describe it, this inrush of energy and this presence of God, like, within me. This came on May 18th, 2013. By June 17, 2013, both my sister and my mother had passed. Mm-hmm. So I come back on a Sunday, and Randy's preaching. I believe it was in 2014, early in the year. And he talks about how you get through the desert and endure great loss. And it was literally what happened to me. He knew intimately what that was like and could describe it and break it down. And it was really a beautiful, loving handbook on how to endure incredible losses. And I felt called here because of that. And ever since then, St. James has really been, it always was, but it became my spiritual family and spiritual home in a way I never could have imagined. After I had gone through this realization that I was called to St. James, this hunger to serve again came. And I've done things at St. James that I had never done before. Usually I'd done behind the scenes, the stewardship and this, but I'm now training or trying to be a good limb, and I adore ushering and just serving where I can. And that has fed me as well as hopefully serving God and others within the congregation. It's the opportunity for service here is amazing, along with the fellowship.